You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Hello, and a warm welcome to my show on UK Health Radio this week. I'm Amanda, the Master Energist and creator of the energy-based therapy, Future Self Energetics. On this show for UK Health Radio, we open up conversations and connections relating to all things energetic. I've received some emails from listeners, thank you very much, asking if I'd introduce some of the different specific energy fields on my show, and I'd be delighted to begin doing that today. I'm always happy to hear from you and for you to let me know what you are interested in. That's how I love to share what I know about energy the most. So send me an email. It's amanda@themasterenergist.com with any questions that you might have. Today, I'm focusing on many aspects of your energetic landscape. I'm dipping a toe into some of your major energy fields. So if this is something you'd be interested in, you're very welcome. I'm glad you're here. As a master energist, my vision is that every person should know how to take great care of their own energy fields. Anything you can do to improve the quality, resilience and potential of the energy fields that surround you and how energy can move in, through and around all aspects of those energy fields is going to make a real difference in all corners of your life. These are the energy fields that sustain you as a being of light that's in a body having a human experience. And we all want the richest experiences, don't we? I can show you how to optimize these energy fields for yourself, or I can optimize them as a therapist for you instead. That's what Future Self Energetics is about. Ideally, though, I'd like to empower you to be able to do this for yourself. It's really liberating and empowering, you see, when you can. It all begins, though, with uncovering what some of those energy fields actually are, though, doesn't it? And this is what my show is always about. Today, I'm going to be dipping into the energy fields. I'm not necessarily going to be teaching you how to look after them yet. I have other shows that can cover that. The laser focus for today then is, where do we begin? I believe you are a phenomenal, ancient, unlimited being of light. And I believe you are here on the planet at this time in history. You are here on the planet at this time in history because your special energetic essence is needed. There is no other being like you in existence. You promised the rest of us that you would come at this time, and you came. Thank you for being here, as we really, really need you. Thank you for coming. To enable you to be fully lit up and fully functional, then, we need to get your different energy fields working optimally. I'm an energy mechanic, I suppose, in some ways, and I know that without these energy fields functioning optimally, you will be undermined, and it will be much more of a challenge for you to function as a being of light and to integrate, especially with the new energies that are flooding into the energy landscapes that are all around all of us since the influx of light vibrations after the gateway of February the 22nd, 2022 opened up. If you feel called, you'll find it harder, though, to reach your fullest potential if you and your energy fields are not fully optimized. So then, this week, it's all about some introductions to your different energy fields. We're going to go on a very quick tour of some of them, some of the fields that I feel are your main energy fields. And although I can't give you an exhausted list of energy fields in a very short show like this one, what I can do at least is to introduce you to some of those energy fields that I would concentrate upon if I were optimizing your energy fields first. You know, if we were sitting and chatting and I did a scan of your energy field, I'd be telling you about the energy fields that I'm going to share with you on the show today. So your body sits at the core of a complex weave of vibrating energy strands. I've always been able to see and connect and balance these vibrating energy strands. It wasn't something I learned to do. I've just always been able to do it. And I want to always share what I understand about energy fields, you see, and how they work, so that you will know how to look after your energy field yourself. Down here in Oxford, I describe myself as an energy mechanic. If I were in heavenly Glastonbury, I would say I was a light weaver. But however I describe myself, when I observe an energy field, I can see what needs adjusting or clearing or correcting or recalibrating straight away. And with a modification here and there, you become rebalanced and good to go. I don't ever want to be the only person, though, doing this. I don't want it only to be down to me. So what I hope is that by helping you to learn about how to look after your energy fields yourself, putting myself out of a job in some ways, I suppose, that will really enable you. In the same way as you understand the needs of your physical body, that you need to eat, that you need to sleep, that you need to drink fresh drinking water, you need to rest, you need to play, you need to exercise, okay? How to take care of yourself, in other words, I would like you to understand the needs of your energetic bodies and how to begin to be aware and take more care of them. And actually, if I can just say before moving forward, a human energy field is stunningly beautiful when it's well maintained. There is a lively radiance to it that emits a dazzling diamond light in all directions from it.
If you want to cry, I am here to The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. It's Amanda, the Master Energist, and this is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. Let's begin then with perhaps one of the best known energy fields. It's called the aura. And your aura, it's a multi-layered energetic skin. Your aura looks like streams of coloured energy clouds that surround the body. And when your aura is in a good shape, the colours are vibrant and radiant, and each of the edges of the layers of the aura are smooth and a little bit slippery, and a strong aura is capable and sensitive. This is your sensory energy field. And it's egg-shaped like an ostrich's egg, and from far away an optimally functioning auric field looks just like a golden egg. This aura, like all layers of skin, can end up with dents and dinks. It gets cuts and tears and rips in it, and sometimes in extreme cases there can even be blowouts and collapses. It can be toughened up in places, it can be thickened like armour or look like it's covered in protective meshes. It can become droopy and softer than it ought to be, so it can't have the structure it needs to hold its shape. It can drag along the floor like a cloak, or it can lose its shape and change from an egg to a pear shape or a wobbled shape completely. It's pretty easy for your auric field to be over or under stimulated very, very easily. The auric field actually likes natural balance in all things. So the music you listen to, or the voices you listen to, or what you watch or observe on a regular basis, the lifestyle you lead, the food and drink you consume, they will all affect the auric field. Everything in moderation with the auric field. And it may especially struggle, actually, to function optimally when it is completely overexposed. So if it's overexposed to alcohol, or it's overexposed to noise, or it's overexposed to pharmaceutical medicines, or recreational drugs, or plant medicines for that matter. Overstimulation is what the auric field finds difficult to rebalance from. Most energy fields are actually able to rebalance themselves, and the auric field, obviously, as I just mentioned, is no different. But they're designed to be able to rebalance themselves. Sometimes, though, if we repeatedly expose our auric field to just something that takes it over the edge, you know, it's just too much, too often, or too excessive, that multi-layered energetic skin can't completely manage to rebalance itself again. What I tend to find is that most layers do, but there's usually one or two that are particularly weakened. You've got 12 layers in your auric field. So I think the bottom line is that radiant, optimized auric fields are pretty resilient, and they can also be corrected pretty easily enough, mostly by giving it the opportunity to recorrect itself. So if you've been a bit over excessive with something, just pare that back. If you if you need to rebalance, go for a swim in the sea, or walk on grass, or spend some time amongst woodlands. Be in nature. It's a wonderful way for helping the auric field. Sometimes when the auric field, however, has had damage that's, yes, damage is the right word. When it's been damaged and it's gone too far, then you will need somebody to help you to put it back into shape. But once it's back in shape, you should be able, choosing wisely with your lifestyle choices, to keep that balance for as long as you need to. Now, to move energy around the auric field, to move those wonderful streams of coloured clouds around the auric field and to bring energy into it and also remove energy from it, you have over, 100, maybe 120 little chakra wheels. These are discs of spinning light. And as well as those chakra wheels, you also have about 72,000 miniature energy vortices called nadis. And when I connect with the nadis, they look like an asteroid belt of energy. An energetic potentiality is the way I would describe them. And they spin and they move energy in through and around you constantly. They rearrange themselves. They've got quite a sort of a morphing kind of behavior to them. And so you've got the nadis and you've got the chakras, and they bring energy in and they keep it moving around the auric field. And then also they enable the more old stagnant energy to then remove again. It allows it to drain away. Now, if your chakras or nadis are affected, usually they what happens is they stop spinning or they slow down. And they can become blocked. If they spin too quickly, that's also, I suppose, as challenging as too slowly. It's just that the energy won't move naturally in through and around your auric field when that happens. And even if all the chakras and nadis do function optimally, what happens if the energy that arrives is attempting to move in through and around the auric field, but the auric field is peppered with holes that the energy leaks out of, or it's distorted, and so the energy can't be moved around? Maybe there are sort of shadow spaces in the auric field that the new energy can't flush into and flush those shadows out of. So if the auric field is congested and clouded, the fresh new energy is greeted with something akin to energetic stagnating sludge. All that freshness will be stifled and soiled straight away. So the quality of the auric field, as well as the capability of the chakras and the nadis, you can see how they interrelate, that they are codependent. You have many more energy fields, obviously, not just the auric field. But I feel that people often begin with the auric field and the chakras because those are the most accessible to them in some ways. So let's go beyond the auric field and the chakras and the nadis. As well as the chakras, the nadis and the auric field, you're also gifted, because I do feel that this is a gift, a true gift. You're gifted a magical energy field that I call the manifestation field. Imagine this field looks like a massive net suspended and morphing and shape-shifting around you. I do think in some ways it's linked to the nadis, because it looks like it is, but it's also an energy field in its own right. It is, I suppose, it's like a glowing fishing net of sorts when it's up and working. It's made of these glowing, illuminated, woven threads that create structure to the framework of the net. And there are spaces in between the threads where a creative chaos seems to take place. That's the way I would describe it. I hope I'm doing a good enough job. So the threads carry vibration around the field, the manifestation field. And this vibration is generated by your desire. And that desire has a vibration that's attributed to it. That vibration travels around your manifestation field. Okay, so as well as the threads, there are these gaps in that net that I mentioned. And the gaps in the spaces are not empty. They're filled with a kind of creative plasma. The energy vibration that you have generated through your desire travels along the threads, and when enough of the same vibration accumulates in all of those fibers in the net, it then overspills, it flows into the plasma spaces, those gaps that aren't really gaps, and the plasma then manifests a match to whatever the vibration is. Okay, so that's how your manifestation field actually works. So if the threads are damaged and frayed, the vibrational message can't move around this field. If the threads are sticky, vibrations will get caught up in the field and they won't move. If the threads are not functioning optimally, you can find it much, much more challenging to manifest effectively or predictably. If there's a real issue, then you can find that you might end up manifesting the complete opposite of what you're actually desiring. There's like a flipping that takes place. It's not only the threads, though, that we have to focus on, just like in the auric field. It's not just the threads. We need to optimize the threads, and we need to optimize that creative plasma between all of those threads. If that plasma's too dull, if it's lost its shape, like it's become dimpled instead of being strong and flexible and taut, what if the plasma's missing altogether? All right, so you get the point. So your manifestation field consists of these amazing threads which vibrate with the energy of your desires, is the way I would describe it. And when enough of those threads are vibrating with the energy of your desires, the energy from the threads overspills into the central plasma areas, at which point the chaos happens, the alchemy happens, the magic happens, and your desires become real things in the third dimension. So the vibration sent into your manifestation field, because you do send it, it can be generated by your inner talk, your inner emotions, how you react to stimuli in your life, and that sort of thing. But it's the predominant vibration that you generate that eventually flows into the plasma spaces and activates. It doesn't even have to be true. It just has to be whatever the most vibration is that's accumulated. I'd say that if you can, as Esther Hicks advises, aspire to remain at the same vibration, a high vibration. And you need to aspire to remain and be on that high vibration anywhere with anyone doing any things, and not let any of it knock you off what Esther calls your high vibrational flying disc. Mastery over the vibration that's predominant in your manifestation field can and does become life-changing. And thoughts become things, emotions become things in our third dimensional space. Stimuli of all kinds become the things in our third dimensional space. It's the experiences we have, the people we meet, the synchronicity that we are given, the plentiful supply of resourcefulness. Thoughts and emotions become things. You need mastery over those thoughts and emotions in your manifestation field for you to become a conscious creator in your life. Vibrations end up creating things in your manifestation field. It's designed that way. You can permanently correct a manifestation field. I know many people that have. Once corrected, it ought to remain in place, provided you can gain mastery over the emotions, thoughts and feelings that you are perpetuating and accumulating in your manifestation field. I think if anything, the key to your manifestation field then lies in how much you maintain that mastery over your thoughts, emotions and feeling. And when your manifestation field is functioning optimally, you ought to be able to manifest whatever you desire consistently. A bit like you place an order for something to eat in a restaurant and then you just wait for what you've ordered to turn up. It might not be exactly as you had envisaged it to be, but don't worry about that. You placed your order and what you order comes to you. And often you find that the universal energy grids, like any good chef that wishes to please and delight you, it can be very, very generous in what it gives you back. A well-optimized manifestation field will be formulating a cunning plan to manifest your desire in around 3 days. So be careful what you focus on once you've an optimized manifestation field.
Thank you.
station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
As a master energist, my soul's desire is to help improve the quality, resilience, and potential of the energy fields that surround you, and how that energy can move in, through, and around all aspects of the energy field that sustains you as a being of light. I've received emails from listeners asking if I'd introduce some of the different specific energy fields on my show, and I'm delighted to do just that, and that's what I'm doing today. And if you have any questions, please send me an email. It's amanda@themasterenergist.com, and I'd love to be able to answer them. So I've already introduced you on the show today to your auric field, your chakras, your nadis, and your amazing manifestation field. It's actually one of my favourite fields. You've probably gathered that. So let's look more at some of the other aspects of your energetic landscape. Next, we're going to your electromagnetic field. I want you to imagine that there is a long, thin rod of light. It's about 2 centimeters, that's an inch give or take, in diameter, and this rod of light creates an axis, and this rod of light comes towards you at the front in the center point of your chest, and the rod of light goes through the skin at the center of the chest, out the skin between your shoulder blades, and it creates this amazing central axis. And this rod is actually not one single piece of light. It's made up of tightly compacted energy fibers that are long and straight. And when you look at them from a distance, it looks like a single rod of light. But when you get up close, you can clearly see that it's many, many energy fibers that are compressed together. This electromagnetic field, this part of it, this axis, which is what I want to focus on, because there's lots of different bits in the electromagnetic field. This axis actually forms your perception. It's how you greet the world and how you feel the world greets you. If the axis is moved out of its location, a qualified therapist with expertise in working with the electromagnetic field will be able to tell you how you predominantly feel, what your predominant perception is about your life. So let's imagine that the axis has been knocked out of that center point of the chest area, or indeed some of the fibers have. It doesn't have to be the entire axis. Let's imagine the axis has been shifted down around about where your liver would be. And interestingly enough, whenever I see an electromagnetic axis that's shifted over the liver, I know that the person has a lot in their life that makes them react in a way that is angry. Other areas, you know, top, bottom, left, right, you will find things like depression, dissociation, executive stress, apathy, not wishing to take part. I mean, all of these things are well mapped. And when you look at the electromagnetic field's axis, when you see that it's shifted out of place, you can say with confidence to the person whose axis is out of place that you can truly understand how they perceive their world. What's wonderful about correcting this axis is that As soon as you correct the axis or those individual strands that are misplaced from the axis, the whole of the perception changes. It is such a cool energy field to be able to work with. The electromagnetic field is temperamental and reactive, in my experience. You may need to repeat the corrections if you apply them to the electromagnetic field more than once. Maybe it will take a number of times before the energy axis stays put, but it will eventually stay put as long as you can change the conditions that created the displacement of the axis in the first place. Change that axis and you can change a life. I really mean it. So what else? Well, in all these energy fields, there are vibrations. Let's talk about vibrations. These vibrations are moving. They travel, or at least they're supposed to be moving. You can get them that stop. And they travel along energy pathways in your energetic landscape and also beyond your own energetic landscape. That's how you connect to the great everything else energetically. All your vibrations loop and spin as they travel along energy lines, the like ley lines. Energy moves in a clockwise and an anti-clockwise direction at the same time. It's very bizarre. And it also moves towards you and away from you simultaneously as well. If your spins, as I call them, are out of balance, it affects how you give. It also affects how you feel about accepting. Giving spins are linked to contribution. That's what you give and the way you give. And accepting spins are related to all aspects of receiving, including what you receive and the way you receive it. If your spins are over or underactive, then it affects all aspects of giving and receiving as well. All energy fields in your energetic landscape spin at some level. So you also have natural shielding that works in your energy landscape. You have energy shields, and these shields are intended to be really protective. They work on a kind of autopilot, though, because they work all the time. They're just working away in the background. And the way your shields respond is based on past experiences and the way you then programmed them by how you reacted when you were having those experiences in the past. So you have spiritual shields, psychic shields, mental, physical, emotional shields, sensual, cosmic, and extraterrestrial shields, and you have energetic and consciousness shields, and all your shields are there. You have the complete set already. But are they balanced? Are they working effectively in any given situation, or do they get too easily triggered or weakened? If your shields are well balanced in any given situation, they will shield you in a balanced way. You won't overreact or feel frozen and be underreactive. I think that it's all about how you have unconsciously trained your shields to respond. I think that's the way I would describe this. And you've trained them, you have, based on your responses to the life's experiences you've encountered. So it makes sense then, doesn't it, that if we can change your responses, if you can actually be very mindful of how you respond in any given situation, then you can change the way that these shields are working on your behalf. It does take a while to retrain your shields if you're going to do it without coming to someone like me who can correct them and rebalance them straight away. But you can do it if you're mindful of the way you choose, and it is a choice, how you choose to respond to things, people, situations, and so on. As you can see, your own energetic landscape is complicated, and each of your energy fields works independently and beautifully, and they interconnect with all the other energy fields, and then all your energy fields also connect with all the other energy fields that exist as well. You and I are connected. We're all connected through time and space, and we're all connected to one another in a limitless fashion within an infinite energetic ocean. It's really amazing. It's been fun today to scratch the surface and introduce you to some of the energy fields in your own energetic landscape. I hope you've enjoyed it too. If you have, please drop me an email. Let me know, amanda@themasterenergist.com, or leave a comment on Twitter. It's @AskAmandaNelson. Let me know which of your energy fields you are already connecting with and how they are functioning for you. And I'm open to answering any more of your questions too. So don't hold back. Get in touch and let me know. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me @AskAmandaNelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.